InnerCityGeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the InnerCity Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 320. And joining me today, I got Alex.
Luckily, whatever, I just, you know, swallowed Doritos, so,
Yeah. It's good to swallow sometimes.
You better tell certain people that or whatever the hell. Just come out of nowhere, like, you know, right there, whatever. That sounds like a compliance issue, my friend.
Yeah, it really is, though. It really is. Absolutely. But it's okay, though. How's it going, man?
I'm okay. From when we talked last time or whatever the hell, I think, you know, well, I never mentioned it because, you know, I had a bad fall like almost 2 weeks ago.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, and it was funny. So the story goes as followed. So after a long day of work, and for me, what I like to call the Puerto Rican pastime, which is to go play lotto. When I was heading back from work, I went to the bodega that I normally go to play, like, you know, the games that I play. I play the same numbers all the time or whatever the hell. Not that big of a deal, whatever the hell, that's fine. Once I step out from the bodega after I'm done, for whatever reason, either, like, there was, like, a group or something that I like, you know, stepped on or whatever, and I twisted my ankle. I fall forward, hit my right knee pretty hard. And, like, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, the whole pro wrestling thing, I would have probably busted up my face. But, you know, I was able to block, you know, at the last second or whatever. But I kind of scratched, like, it was like a very light nick or whatever on the corner of the glasses. But, yeah. But because of pure embarrassment, everything as such, I just hobbled up home. But before that happened, right, some lady that saw me fall or whatever comes up to me. Hey, you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. Do you have a quarter? I'm broke. I also broke my, well, you know, and in my head, I'm just like, I just broke myself too. So, you know, no, but no thanks. You know, thanks, but no thanks. Whatever.
Basically, like, yeah. I appreciate you asking me if I'm okay. But I am also broke as fuck right now. So leave me alone.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so. That week was just, like, very difficult because the fall on the knee, whatever, I, like, had a bad gash on it, and it was pretty, like, you know, the Spanish word machucao or whatever, or, you know, like, I hit it pretty hard, so since pretty hard was
swollen, You got beat up.
Yeah, like, the only solace that came out of this, and I know I told you, was it made me feel like when I used to wrestle back then or whatever, so... I was in pain. But still, at the same time, it's just like, you know, I'm all fucked up.
Yeah, no, it happens. We're also getting older, so the slightest thing just makes it that much worse.
Well, you sleep wrong. You know, you sleep a certain way or whatever. You're paying for it for like a couple of days.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
But I mean, I'm a lot better now. Like the ankle, you know, the left ankle, whatever, still kind of like, depending on how I turn, it still kind of hurts.
Okay.
But, you know, a sprain sometimes is a lot worse than a break because you already know when you sprain it or whatever, it gets to the point where it's almost broken, but it isn't.
Yep.
But yeah, so I'm still kind of feeling it.
And you try not to fucking do anything to overexert it, but it's so hard not to do anything.
Dude, anything like with like the leg area or whatever, you move a lot more.
Yep.
It's like saying the other one, which my coworker was actually going through this week, is that he somehow hurt his shoulder. Mm-hmm. So depending certain movements or whatever, that sharp pain that comes out of nowhere, especially. So, yeah. So it was like him in his upper extremities, me in my lower. And that sounds dirtier than what I really wanted it to come out as.
It don't sound that bad.
Well, yeah, sure.
In context, you know what? In context.
So I was joking around saying with two people, whatever, we make one okay person. But yeah, but other than that, I finally, after months, got to see the season finale of Chucky.
Isn't it good?
Dude, I kind of expected it, like, you know, like, well, I mean, we could talk about it already because it's been, you know, a minute,
yeah,
right? But I kind of had that feeling that that fucking bride doll was Chucky.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, when she was trying to, you know, to possess it or whatever so she can go back, you know, put her soul back into a doll and it wasn't working, I was like, ah, I was right.
Yep.
And what I thought was funny was, took off the contact lens or whatever, took off the wig, and the face totally changed. I was like, yes, it's plausible.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I thought it was pretty good. You know, so, but there are still other things I got to watch.
That's fair.
Eventually, I think I'm going to want, I may try to watch Black Panther, Wakanda Forever tonight.
I watched that the other day. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I what I heard was that the beginning is just nothing but all feels.
Yeah, the first like 30 minutes is just nothing but sadness.
So, but then like I've been hearing mixed reviews about everything after the fact.
I enjoyed everything after the fact. I didn't have anything wrong. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Well, like I said, it's just I have a lot of friends that are very critical on something, like when it comes to the movies as such and everything like that. So,
that is totally understandable. But yeah. The thing is, like, the way I see things is like, yo, like, I'm just going in to enjoy it because this is something that I can't do myself.
I mean, we could, but we would, you know, we'd be on a shoestring budget not everything or whatever, be cardboard cutouts and everything, which is hoping the best.
Exactly. Yeah, the fact
that and we download like random free apps to see if we could do effects.
Right. And we don't have like the fucking budget. One, we don't have the budget. Two, we don't have like any type of rights to anything as far as the characters that I grew up loving and enjoying.
Instead of Ant-Man, it's Ant-Person.
Right, exactly. Oh, so the fact that like they're doing things that I just saw on paper,
yeah,
makes me really fucking happy.
No, it does. But yeah, but then the other thing is you know, whenever I have my lunch breaks, as you already know, I'm always playing my Nintendo Switch. So instead of eating, I'm playing video games. So I'm,
which is fair.
I'm feeding.
That's
you know,
that's being healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell my gut that.
It is.
No, but yeah, but just playing between. I've been going back and forth between Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet. With Pokemon Violet now, I'm like trying to complete the Pokedex on that one, and I'm getting there, but I also have to I have to finish my classes in that game, and since I just beat the Elite Four and whatever the Grand Champion, I had to go through there's a post game thing where, you know, they want to have this tournament like in the school, but you have to go through all the gym leaders again, you know, like go against them. They're a little more powered up, but at this point, you know, since you've been playing for a while, your team is pretty good anyway. So
fair, yeah.
Yeah. But like I said, all I've been doing now is just trying to fill out the Pokedex or whatever, and I'm just waiting for the updates that are supposed to apparently come in, I believe they said April.
Okay.
But, you know, the replay value in that game is pretty good, even though it's glitchy as fuck, but it's good.
Okay, that's good.
But yeah, but that's my thing. Oh, before we go to you.
Yeah.
And where the site where I work at and everything like that, they got a new coffee machine.
Ooh.
So, you know, it's one of those like, you know, touch things, you know, like the like you don't even really have to touch it. Like, you know, like if you go near it, like, you know, it's a COVID safe machine, if you will, but at the same time, it's just like even when you try to go or whatever, you have to like go really close. It's still because originally the cappuccino machine that they had in the main cafe area got busted because, you know, apparently people cannot wait for us to take care of it and fill it up, so they, you know, on their own accord try to do these things without properly knowing how to open and or close it. That they fucked up the old one. But, you know, with enough, you know, complaints and everything like that, they decided to get this new machine like a few weeks back. Now, because of the success of this first machine, they got a second one. So now there's two of them. And lo and behold, or whatever, now we're given the job of making sure that that's filled up and we have to clean it out. And oh my God, like, it's just like, ugh.
No, I remember those days.
Yeah, but you know, hey, listen, I still haven't won the lottery yet, so you know, I work for debt and bills.
Yeah, no, I feel you, dude. I feel you. You know what's funny? Like, thinking about the differences between the fact that we work for the same company, just in two totally different states, obviously.
Yeah.
The fact that the same positions that you have. And the same position that somebody has in my in my state are totally different.
What do you mean? Like pay grade? You mean?
No. As far as job wise, we do. Here's mostly a lot of. We don't handle for the most part any type of
You don't do hospitality.
Yeah, exactly. We don't do any of that.
Okay, well, we do everything, whatever, you know. Well, I say everything as a general thing. We do, you know, we do copy services. We do scan. We do scanning. We used to do fax, but then they changed.
But everybody's saying faxing.
Yeah, so we used to do faxing too, right? But they changed their system, the clients we work for. Yeah. So because of which, you know, now they have to take care of it themselves. They have to go through an online program for it.
Yeah.
So I was like, good, one less thing to worry about. But then 20 other jobs came in, you know, I had to kind of make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know your nickels that you're earning or whatever, now you're going to really work for them.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? Like, no matter what, though, I am very grateful that I do have a job and everything like that. But at the same time, it's just like anything or whatever. There's just those days where it's just like it's very taxing and just like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's completely fair. It's completely understandable. I totally fucking get it.
But yeah, but the one good thing for me though is that at least with that, I can make stronger coffees versus doing, you know, regular Keurigs.
True.
So yeah. I've been doing like, you know, and I thank our sister Tan for this. Uh-huh. I've been doing quad espresso fucking French vanilla coffee. But she doesn't do French vanilla. She does, you know, she does just regular, you know, quad, whatever, gotcha. Espresso. But yeah, okay. But you know, since I'm a fatty, I need to have flavor in my drinks, so.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah.
That's not just being a fatty. That's just enjoying flavor. I know.
Yeah. But but there are times where I just do the coffee by itself, But oh my God, dude! But because of that, it's just like at least, you know, with the lack of sleep, I'm covered with coffee.
Yeah, no, that's totally understandable, dude.
That's because
you
commercial.
You need that.
That's lovely, my new commercial, whatever. Coffee.
Yeah.
Because you fucking need it.
Yeah, exactly. That's your new Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, coffee. Because tea doesn't only but so much. Coffee, because you can't drink alcohol at work. Or can you?
Well, yeah. Well, we did it in school, so why can't we do it at work, right?
I didn't even think about any of that stuff until college.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was in high school and everything like that, you know, it was I did cut, but you know, I would cut and go to like fucking Toys R Us and look at the latest wrestling figures and all that stuff.
I feel you, dude.
Right. But for me, whatever. So I can graduate in time. I did a summer school and a night school because I made a promise to myself, like, I would never want to get left back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's completely understandable, dude.
But it was because, like I said, I think I mentioned it in the past. I was, as a kid growing up, I was an honor student. And then within time, as like, you know, I guess maybe being a rebellious teenager or whatever the hell, it was more than like I just did enough to pass. But then when I first discovered cutting, classes that I didn't like, I would just cut.
Yeah.
So because of which, whatever, you know, even if you do the work, after X amount of cutting times or whatever, you still fail the class. So I had to do a summer school and a night school because there were like at least two classes, well, that teachers I just didn't like. So, but
That's fair.
I did it.
Exactly, and that's more of a testament to you, because you were like, yeah, I did, but I fucked up, but like I fed up to it, and I took care of what I needed to take care of in order to get forward.
Oh, dude, it was always that whole thing of like, you know, I never wanted to put like all this like, you know, negative stuff towards my parents and everything like that. Absolutely. Even though around that age or whatever, you know, a lot of personal issues and things like that. Not because I'm dumb, you know, just, you know.
Just issues in general, yeah.
Yeah, teenage stuff. So, yeah. But then as I got older, it was just like, this is stupid. Why am I feeling like this?
Yeah.
So. And I guess maybe it's like, you know, growing up in the city / hood, where it's just like, no one gives a shit. Just keep pushing forward and that's it.
Yeah.
You're going to have a bad day. No one else gives a shit.
Yeah. Nobody gives
maybe,
a shit.
Maybe those closest to you kind of give a shit or whatever. But as a whole, people do not give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why it like boggles.
The more you know.
That's why it boggles my mind how like a lot of these kids nowadays are like, oh my God, nobody wants to be, who fucking cares? Just do your fucking thing. Just do your fucking shit. If they want to be your friend, they'll be your friends. If they don't want to be your friend, they won't be your friends.
Do you know how many people in this world or whatever, just because someone or whatever doesn't want to be your friend,
yeah,
you can just always meet somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Or like my daughter's like, oh, like if we ever move, like she's like, oh, I don't want to move because I won't find my friends again. I won't have my friends anymore. I'm like, you know how many friends I have from elementary school that I even talk to? None. I don't talk to anybody from elementary school anymore.
One, maybe two, but it's like, you know, once in a blue.
Yeah, as like an acquaintance.
Yeah, like, that's, you know, we, yeah. Ha! Thanks, yeah. Mario. Yeah. But yeah, but I will say this though, like my oldest friends are from like, you know, they are from my childhood, but it was from the, you know, the church that I went to. So,
yeah.
And it, you know, it's like my D&D / you know, Magic the Gathering / wrestling buddies. So yeah, so of all things or whatever the hell, look at that, all these like, you know, these things that are not, you know, religious friendly or whatever with something played at church.
Yeah. Like, I have, one friend from high school, and then you guys that I met in fucking college. You, fucking, and Charlie. My two friends that I met in college that I consider family now. Because, honestly, like, I don't even fucking talk to a lot of my family. Like, my blood family. I don't really talk to.
You're talking to a dude that's adopted, so you... I only know one blood family, but we keep in touch.
My
older brother, whatever, that... As kids growing up, we were best friends.
Yeah.
And they never told me that we were related until I was like 12 years old with that shock to the system of like, you know, hey, guess what? You're not really ours, but you're ours.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like, it's shit like that just like, it kind of boggles my mind that that's how a lot of shit is nowadays. It's just like, wow, get over it. It's,
yeah, but then do what the you other, gotta do. Yeah, it. But. The other thing is this, though, and it, you know, it's the truth. The newer generation, and you know, it's gonna make me sound like, oh, you're kind of old. Like, well, I kind of am, right? That they meet people through social media. We were individuals that we met people at places, and you know, we went to certain things, you know, be it school, library, whatever, any social gathering. You know, we go out there to meet people.
Absolutely.
And honestly, you know, sometimes that works out a lot better than, you know, going online or whatever, like, hey, ASL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, wow. That right there, whatever, also shows my age.
Yeah, that's a throwback right there, if I don't know.
AOL.
Yeah, yeah.
What are these things that he's talking about? The dawn of online chat.
Yeah. Whenever you had to make sure that your mom wasn't getting on the phone at the same time you were getting on.
Oh, dude. That's why you had to go on like late at night or whatever and you know no one's going to go over it. But then, you know, you got to also make sure that the volume is like pretty low because you already, when you sign on, that whole.
Yeah. I had to make sure that the router was at least somewhat muted.
Yeah.
Put a pillow behind the computer and shit to make sure they don't hear it.
Sure. So you won't. And then after it makes that noise, take it off. So you won't overheat your computer. Exactly. And then, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
And even with that, like, you know, going on regular, you know, the phone line, internet connection, whatever, where it took like, and I'm quoting this, I think it's Metalocalypse, whatever, taking you like 30 minutes for tits.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just a picture.
You're not wrong. Yeah, not wrong.
Right. But then that's now, cool. Like, since, you know, everyone has like high speed now, and they even offer for free at this point now too. Well, depending on where you live. Like, if you live like in an urban area or whatever, they do have free online things or whatever the hell. I'm very iffy on it though.
What it is, it's programs that are given from like certain companies that they allow, like it's through like the government. It's just like fucking like Medicaid and stuff like that. Very similar.
I'm Medicaid internet. So I'm just thinking right now. Yeah. This episode, Medicaid internet.
It's like how people have like those that they used to call them the Obama phones.
Oh, dude, I remember when that was like the big thing, whatever. People, like, you know, they have their phone and they're like, I got my phone and I got my Obama phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I was like, oh, big baller. Good for you. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. That's balling on a budget right there for sure.
There you go. Episode 320, balling on a budget.
I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that's pretty much it on my part. Whatever. We were just going on a tangent as always. What's up with you, dude?
Completely fair, dude.
What you been up to?
I'm chilling. I've been going
balling on a budget.
Yeah, always. Oh man, what have I been doing? I've been watching a lot of shit. Like I told you, I've been doing that 365 challenge or whatever.
How is that going, by the way, man?
Dude, I'm ahead of the curve. I'm ahead of the curve.
As in life, you were.
So today is the February 10th right now, right? So that's about what? 40 days into the year? Give or take?
Yeah, give or take. 40, 41 around there.
So as of today, I am at 64 movies that I've watched for the year.
In the words of Uncle Roger, not bad.
Yeah. So I've kind of been a bit of an overachiever, just watching a bunch of shit.
But it's a genre you like, so you know.
I don't blame you that I am thoroughly enjoying so much more than I have before. Like, yeah, I've liked it before, but actually tonight there's supposed to be the Last Drive-In. I don't know if you've ever watched it or heard of it, but it's the Last Drive-In. They have it on Shudder. But Joe Bob and his Darcy, they do a show on Shudder, and it's a live show. And what they do is they kind of like the kind of like Mystery Science Theater or, you know, riff tracks or whatever. But like they'll watch two movies throughout the whole broadcast or whatever, and it's horror movies, so like they'll play the movie, then they'll have commentary in the middle of it, and then they'll go back and forth between the movie and stuff, and then they'll throw in little things there. It's real fun shit. So like, if you ever get a chance to check out Shudder, check out The Last Drive. It's real fun shit. But today's the Valentine's Day special, because Valentine's Day is next week.
Tuesday, yeah. I'm correct, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's either Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever. Sometime next week. Who cares?
You're such a single dude. Don't worry, I don't care either. So you know,
who gives a shit?
I can't even say newly single, because it's been what, over a year already? But yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's just the whole thing of I'm still trying to find me, of course, you know, and
of course, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, and honestly, dude, like, slowly getting there, like, you know, getting back to my old self. And, you know, I'm glad, like, you know, that I have people like you on my, you know, by my side, whatever, you know, and just keeping me on the up and up. Like, you know, I'm also glad
Mario
that
says yes Tuesday.
Yeah. Come on, nowhere. Like, yo, I guess I'll see you next Tuesday. I'm glad that I have people that keep me on the up and up, as I said. And
oh yeah, dude.
You know, it was just a lot of personal stuff has happened that threw me off track, which shouldn't have. you know, I would say it's kind of my fault that I let somebody, you know, deter me from things that I liked.
Yeah.
Now, based on the whole thing of, you know, sometimes you try to do as much as you can to appease others. There, it's also to a point where, you know, you should never take away things that make you happy, unless it's like, you know, killing or, you know, maiming or whatever. You know, don't do that.
No. Obviously, no.
Unless you're.
Oh yeah, but that's the thing. Like you have, as we know now, is like you live and you learn. The only way that you learn that shit isn't gonna go down the right way is because you went through it. You're like, okay, yeah, I did it, and this didn't work out. Let's try to figure out another way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's still like, I'm not gonna say weird, but at the same time, it is weird. Of like, you know, being in a serious relationship for like a long time, and then, you know, just now you have to kind of start over again.
Yeah.
So there's a little of a concern, not as big, you know, though, because it's just like, listen, a lot of times growing up in life or whatever, I was single, and you know, it was just like, well, whatever happens next, you know.
I know the feeling.
Male or bride, I don't fucking know.
You could do that.
I'm about to broke for that.
or just fucking wind up going to fucking like the Philippines or something. The Philippines.
Where I can stretch my money and my goods.
Yeah, exactly.
And we just got canceled.
We'll be okay. We'll be all right.
Like, listen, in general, we jest and everything like that. But
of course.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, everything's working out slowly but surely.
That's all you can do. That's all you can hope for.
Yeah, but I will also say, shit like this, like us just conversing and joking around or whatever, it's like free therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mario says, seasonal relationships. Completely fair. Completely understandable. Yeah.
Just come out of nowhere, spring fling, and then fall out of love.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it happens. A lot of people deal with that shit. It's crazy. It's sad, but it's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So, going back to the horror.
Yeah. Damn tangents.
Actually, last week, since we didn't record last week, I can talk about it now because, of course, you know, it's already happened.
Yeah.
But I got to see Knock at the Cabin, which is the latest M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Okay, so it's out now though, right?
Yes, it is. It's in theaters right now. I got an early screening for it, and I really enjoyed it. It was really fucking good.
Okay, this is how I measure it.
He's
Sixth Sense or Last Airbender?
Oh, far from Last Airbender.
Okay. Okay, fine.
This is.
Okay, because the way that this it goes, it was like a decline. Go ahead.
Okay, what do you think? What are you trying to compare it to?
Okay, because, of course, his first movie, The Sixth Sense or whatever, fucking classic. Unbreakable was okay. Like, it was like a slow decline. So we can go by that scale or whatever. It, you know, okay,
it's up there. This one is up there. This one is one of his best ones.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. So, like, you know, you already know, dude. I take your word for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll you know, if it comes up eventually, you know, on the Six of Fire, mm-hmm. and I have time to kill.
I'm pretty sure it will. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be out there sometime soon. The other one that I watched, obviously, that one, I really enjoyed it. I loved it. Batista, he held his own. He was the lead in the entire movie. Which I was
dude,
not expecting.
Easy. Like when it comes to acting, he's improved a lot.
He is a serious actor now, for sure.
With muscles.
What he's always wanted to do. He's always wanted to be a serious actor, and now he is. He's pretty much stepped away from the whole being a super buff guy that's just throwing people around to actually having some type of sentiment throughout a movie. And what his character in this movie is like. He needs that type of, emotion throughout. And he does a really good job with it. It's really, really good.
Okay.
It's really, really good. I really enjoyed it. And then earlier this week, like, I was like, oh, I want to see more of M. Night Shyamalan. And I remember that he put out a movie, I think it was earlier last year or the year before. He did Old.
I've heard mixed reviews on that. It's been like slightly more positive. Like, it would be like, you know, 60-40 from what I heard. Like, you know, yeah, that
it's pretty damn good. I really enjoyed that one too. It's a pretty good story. I guess we could probably spoil this one because this one is.
Yeah, it's already a year and change old. So
yeah, you could see it on HBO. Like, I watched.
I'm gonna put it on mute because I'm going for more Doritos.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It pretty much follows this one family. It's a wife and a husband, and then their two kids, and they're both like, what is it, 6 and 11, or whatever. So they go to this. To this resort. They're like, oh yeah, we're gonna go to this resort. It's pretty badass. It's really nice, super fancy. But they're having marital issues and stuff like that. And then one of the dudes at the hotel at the resort, there's like, oh, like, you guys seem like super awesome. Why don't we, we know this place just outside. This is this really cool secluded beach that you could go, you could chill over there. Nobody will be there. You'll just go over there on your own, and then we'll have select people go with you. But it's not just everywhere everybody else goes. So they're like, okay, cool, let's go, let's do it. So they go with this other couple, and it's a beach. So they go to this beach, and then as the story goes, you start to see little things that are weird that happens. And it just turns out that as you're on that beach, you start to age. And you get older and older as the day progresses. Obviously, yeah, you do that every single fucking day, but not as exponentially as it did in this one. So within a day, you could age 30 years. Within a day. It is a wild story. Really fucking good.
I know a movie like that. It's called Jack with Robin Williams.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that. But this is actually done really well. I really enjoyed it.
It was kind of funny how you mentioned marital issues. I was going to say, I know that. I know about that.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But it's pretty damn good. It's really good. I enjoyed the hell out of it. And of course, this one, it does have a twist. The other one, Knock at the Cabin, didn't have a twist. But this one does have a twist. And it's a decent twist. And then the resolution after the twist is actually pretty good. Okay. It kind of made it a bit better. But yeah, it's a pretty, pretty good movie. I really enjoyed the hell out of it. So that was on HBO if you want to watch that.
Oh, I have that channel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I have that, that streaming service.
Yeah.
Thanks to my sister.
Yeah. Then I watched another one that was pretty interesting. It was this Bollywood movie, right? It's a horror movie, obviously, of course. Okay. But it's the Bollywood version of Scream.
What?
Yeah, it's the Bollywood version. It's a 3 hour long Bollywood Scream movie, and it is pretty fun. Granted, yes, they do have the dancing. There's not a lot of dancing in it, but there is that horror feel to it because it becomes a slasher really fucking fast. And they do a really good job with it. They really do. But of course, like most Bollywood movies, they have, like, you got to have the love interest in there, and you got to build a relationship and all this other shit, and then try to figure out what's going on. But it's good. They did it really well, and I really enjoyed it. That one, I believe, is on Shudder. I believe it's on Shudder. But it's called Shh.
Totally not the same. Totally not the same.
Yeah, yeah, no, not the same at all. But it's called Shh, because essentially that's what the bad guy does, like the killer. He actually does that. He is, whenever he's gonna kill somebody, he goes Shh, basically shut the fuck up. I'm gonna stab you right now. And it is very, very satisfying. I really enjoyed that one. Another one that I did enjoy is what we call Prevenge, where it's about a pregnant lady that her husband had died. Weirdly, a husband died. This movie, what happens is that as the wife is trying to live the regular life or whatever, her mind is all fucked because she starts to hear her baby in her stomach telling her to kill people. And not just kill people, but it's killing the people that caused the death of the baby's father. Wild fucking movie.
I know a movie like that similar too. Nightmare on Elm Street, The Dream Child.
Yeah, I guess.
But this one sounds,
it's pretty good. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it a lot. It's called Prevenge. It's a horror comedy.
I love horrorities.
Yeah, it's good. It's good shit. I really enjoyed it. That was a really fun one. I also watched Beast, the latest Idris Elba movie. We'll talk about more Idris Elba stuff a little bit later. But yeah, that movie was a good movie. The only thing I didn't like about it was the CGI on the lion, because you know the story of the beast, right? Or beast.
Yeah, that isn't he like going on a trip with his kids, something like that?
Yeah, he's going on a trip with his kids or whatever. He's doing like an excursion in the fucking, in like the, not the desert, I guess you could kind of call it the desert. But in the wilderness.
Savannah?
Yeah, I guess, whatever. But they're in the wilderness or whatever, and fucking, they're like, oh, let's go see what's going on out here or whatever. And then
nothing will go wrong in the wild.
Yeah, exactly. And it just looks like there's like a rabid fucking lion that has like fucking, he looks like he's foaming at the mouth most of the movie. But yeah, he's going around like just fucking around eating whoever he wants or doing whatever the fuck he feels like. And it's a fun movie. It is.
I'm just thinking about Lion Cartman or whatever. I do what I want, whatever.
Pretty much. But it's a fun movie. It's a pretty good. Idris Elba's the man, dude. I really enjoy Idris Elba. I want to see him do everything all the time. It's a good movie. I definitely recommend it.
And if I'm correct, I think that one's on the Netflix.
No, I believe it's on HBO as well.
Okay.
No. That was actually on Paramount.
Oh, I have that one.
Yeah. No, thanks for my attention. Not Paramount. Fucking Peacock. There we go.
Oh, I definitely have that one because I pay for the network.
Yeah.
And Paramount. Then, oh my god! Almost a lot of the streaming services I have are just like, you know, thanks to siblings or whatever. Just like, oh, you want to be a part? Yeah.
Yeah. Pass it over here.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Can't
say
about Netflix because, you know, they want to stop all that.
Of course. Assholes.
Yeah. It was like, you make your Stranger Things money, all right? Relax.
Yeah, exactly. And there are two more that I want to talk about. One of them is The Taking of Deborah Logan. It's been around for a while. Been around since 2010, I believe it is. It is a crazy fucking found footage movie, right? But it's about a possession.
What really gets me about like found footage movies, like they're more missed than hit. Like,
no, this one is good.
No, but I'm saying like, you know, like in general. Yeah. It was like saying after like Blair Witch and everyone tried to do, you know, like with the whole, was it like Paranormal Activity kind of stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I'm not going to say fell to the wayside, but you know. But you get what I mean.
Yeah, I get exactly what you, because I'm not necessarily a fan of found footage movies. But this one really it's up there with one of the best found footage ones that I've seen.
Good.
It's really good. This one is on Prime. I'll buy that on Prime. Another one that I found on Prime is the original Maniac from 1980.
Oh, dude. One of my favorite fucking death scenes ever.
Dude, I saw the remake of it, of Maniac, and I really enjoyed the remake. And of course, I saw the remake like years ago. And I was like, I've never seen the original. Until yesterday that I watched it. And I was like, this movie is wild. It's a fucked up story. Not to say anything. It's just a fucked up story.
Dude, like I said, my favorite death scene isn't in that fucking movie. One of my favorite death scenes of all time.
Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about.
No, I don't know which one he's talking about.
The one really? The one where the dude climbs up on fucking the station wagon or whatever.
Oh,
fucking takes a
yeah.
shotgun
yeah. Yeah.
and
yeah.
fucking
yeah.
just blows yeah. the fucking person's yeah. head off. Yeah. And it looks like the head or whatever looks like when you know when AJ Styles takes his fucking uh-huh. hood and just kind of yep. throws it back.
Yep. That's
except, you know, it's the head.
Yeah, and that's Peter Savini, the one that we see in fucking From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
With the pistol on his junk. That's him.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He's been doing horror movies forever, dude, and I love it. I love it.
He's so good, man. Oh man.
Oh, Peter Savini, that's his name. That's his
no,
name.
I was like joking around or whatever, like you whatever. Know. It's a pea shooter and a shooter.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Yeah.
It serves double purpose.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, watch out. It, depending, it may have a hair trigger.
It gives new reason for serve and protect, right?
Yeah. Oh man. But yeah, but other than, like, you know, like, since you mentioned horror movies or whatever, there was one that I remember. I mean, I haven't seen it in ages, but I will always remember it because it's just so out there and hilarious. Maniac Cop.
Yeah, that's another one that I was thinking about watching. But I was thinking about watching, like, number two. Because I've seen number
one. Actually, if I'm correct, that's the best one.
Yeah. I haven't seen number two. But I haven't seen the sequels to any of them. To any of them.
Dude, you don't really ask me since we're mentioning, like horror and everything like that. What was it, like... I think it was either this past year or the year prior or whatever, I decided that, no, actually, you know, last year, I decided I wanted to just go through, like, old school horror movie stuff, so I decided mm-hmm. to watch Basket Case.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Yeah, like, you know, then I did number two, and then when I found out, I was like, wait, there's a third one? I never had a chance to, you know, go for the third one or whatever, but I heard the third one's just, like, really out there, like, you know.
Yeah.
But,
well, essentially, that story is out there in general.
Dude, the first one is fucking crazy. Like, you know, just take it with a grain of salt when it comes to the scene of when Belial or whatever, you know, the creature, whatever you want to call it, is messing up the room because yep. it's very bad stop motion.
Yeah.
But then when they switch from stop motion to, like, you know, like, you could tell it's a puppet.
Yep.
But like I said, it's just, as weird as it is, it does kind of work.
It does. It does. They make it work. They make it work pretty well.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's just like, you know, remember, it's a movie from the 80s. So, you know, you have to, like, you know, really kind of just, like,
deal with it. Suspend disbelief to the most.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just enjoy it for what it's worth.
Yeah, yeah, but it's definitely worth a watch. Definitely watch Basket Case. At least the first one. It's fucking crazy.
I'll do the second one or whatever. It has some cool kills and stuff like that, and just the creatures that they have there. Fucking, you know, oh man, just for prosthetics alone, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, you could actually watch Basket Case on Tubi for free. Tubi's actually a pretty fun site. They have a lot.
No, I was gonna say just the first one. If they have all three, then I'll probably just do the third one eventually.
I think they might have all three of them on Tubi.
Ooh, I may have to check that out.
Yeah, because there's an app that I have that's called Just Watch, and what it does, if you have a movie in mind, you're like, where can I find this movie? It tells you exactly where it is. where can you find this movie? Is it on what type of streaming service is it on that you could watch it for either free or, you know, pay for it or whatever? But the app is awesome. So check out Just Watch on whatever fucking platform you use, whether it's Android or Apple's or wherever. But Just Watch is awesome. Whenever I think of a movie that I'm going to watch, I'm like, ooh, let's see, where could this be? And it'll tell me it's on like Shudder, or if it's on HBO, or if it's not even out like on any streaming, they'll tell you like, oh yeah, sometimes, you know, Amazon, they'll sell the movie. So they'll be like, oh yeah, you can buy it on Prime for like $8, or you could buy it on fucking on Apple for like $3 or some shit like that. So it'll tell you everything and let you know wherever anything is that's easily available digitally, whether it's, like I said, streaming or for purchase online. Not an ad, because of course I'm not getting paid for this shit. We are not getting paid for this, but for this little promotion of Tubi or Just Watch. Tubi is pretty fun because actually they do have a lot of horror movies on there too. I watched a couple on there. Not all of them were great. One of the ones that actually I watched one. I wasn't planning on going into that, but I'll talk about it because it is the movie that was directed by somebody that we enjoy a lot, that we've seen for a very long time, but this is his directorial debut, and that's Vincent D'Onofrio. For those that don't know, there's Vincent D'Onofrio. Of course, you haven't really been paying attention to anything that's been happening on this show. But Full Metal Jacket, he's also the Punisher. Not the Punisher, but in the Punisher, playing Wilson Fisk.
Kingpin, yeah.
Yeah, Kingpin.
Oh, but, going back to what you're saying, they have all three on Tubi. I was just looking for them real quick. I may have something to do later.
There you go. You see? Yeah. But yeah, definitely. Yeah, his movie is on there. It's called, what is it? Don't Go in the Woods. Which is what I think of most of the time when I see woods anywhere near me. I'm like, yeah, don't go there. That's not, nope. And it pretty much follows this this group of teens or whatever. They're like teens, probably like high school or whatever, or like close to college or whatever. But they're an indie band or whatever, and they're like, yo, like, let's go into the woods and no cell phones, no weed, no liquor, no nothing, no girls. We're just going to go there and we're going to focus on making music this weekend. So that way we can get signed and we can, you know, build our career. So they go there and then shit starts to go down. Nothing really pops off for a while because essentially within the first half an hour or so, nothing really happens because they just go out there, they're just talking shit to each other. And I guess just the gist of this whole movie is that it's like Glee meets a slasher movie.
That would actually maybe appreciate Glee.
Yeah, it's a horror musical. The first 20-30 minutes, it's just them talking, and then it starts. Then the first half is, the first third is just blah. The second third is music, obviously, because they're trying to build music and build a career as far as music, musicians and stuff like that. And then the third act is when all the horror shit happens, all the serial killings and shit occur. And it's an okay watch. It's literally just okay. It's not great. But being that it was done by Vincent D'Onofrio, I was like, oh, I'm curious to see what else he directed or what else he worked on. Because, of course, you know, he has a mind. And, you know, and I want to see where his mind went and what he thought about. So, kind of excited to see what else he directed. I think he directed one other movie, but I didn't even look into it. Is that what that works though? I was like, yeah, I'll check it out later. But yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio is awesome. So that's the main reason why I wanted to see this one. Yeah, it's good stuff. So I guess now. Oh yeah, also last weekend I worked Monster Jam.
I was waiting for you to mention that.
yeah, that was fun. I really enjoyed it. Like, I worked it the last couple of years.
I was gonna say joking around or whatever. It's so Florida, you Steve.
It is. And then tomorrow, because of course we're recording on Friday. Tomorrow I'm actually working Supercross tomorrow.
It's so Florida, you Steve.
yeah. Yeah, but that's gonna be my tomorrow. That's gonna be a fun one too. And they asked me to go in early tomorrow too, so it should be interesting. Because what happens is that they have the event happens at like 6 o'clock or whatever, but they asked me to go in at 10:30 because they also have like a fan fest essentially before this whole thing happens. So I'll be there early for the fan fest that starts at 12, and then yeah, it's cool. I'm gonna be chill. It's gonna be cool.
Listen, just pace yourself throughout the day or whatever, and just enjoy yourself.
Oh yeah, I always do. That's the least of my worries. I always enjoy myself, no matter what. So what I did before I came home after coming from the gym, I went to Walmart, got myself a 8-pack of fucking body armor drinks. Those are fucking great. They're very similar to the Gatorades and stuff, but has less of the BS flavor because it is a little bit more natural.
Okay, because I was gonna say I like Gatorade, but I'm very selective on it.
Yeah. But then check out the body armors. Not a sponsor. But yeah, check out.
Hey, listen, we can plug whatever shit we like, whatever the hell.
We could.
It's like
we
saying could. We're talking. We took all certain things, we watched everything like that. Whatever. We don't have to fucking talk about it.
Yeah, we don't have to, but it's something that we enjoy.
Yeah.
So I bought an 8-pack of that, and then I'm gonna be drinking that tomorrow while I'm out in the sun. Yeah, because usually whenever I'm at the stadium, I'm usually in one specific spot, but being that they're asking me to go extra early, I know that I'm not gonna be in that spot tomorrow, because that spot isn't really open for anybody until way later, so. It'll be all right.
Come on, Noah. Like, can I switch out later on? No,
I'm pretty sure I can. And like after the fan event, everything's gonna go back inside to the stadium. But I highly doubt that I'm gonna be able to be in my specific spot, which is where I'm always there. I'm always in one corner, which is for those that know the stadium, I'm at 151, 102. So I'm at the beginning at the end.
Okay, I was joking around. It made me think about the old school WCW thing with the whole Art Anderson thing or whatever, when they were making fun of Art Anderson NWO or whatever. Uh-huh. You know, I don't want the dog spot. I don't want liver spot. I want your spot.
pretty much. Yeah, but that's usually my spot, 151, 102. It's the first opening corner right there for the stadium. So that's pretty much like section number one. And section number 150. So it goes all the way around. So I'm at that one corner where it just circles all the way over. So no matter where I go, I know, okay, over there is like 120. Over there on the other side is 130. Over here on this side is like one in the 110s or whatever.
Gotcha.
So I know I've pretty much got that.
I mean, like, since you've worked there plenty of times or whatever, you're comfortable. I totally get that.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, I love this spot because I've shown you pictures from that spot. Like, it's a beautiful spot to see everything in. Yeah, exactly. She agrees.
She's trying to get my attention. So
yeah, no, I figured.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really fun spot. Like if you go on my Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see I post shit from there from time to time. But it's cool shit. I enjoy it. And then tomorrow, Supercross, so it should be interesting. We should see what they're going to do.
All right, hold on a second. She's trying
to get do you think? We're going to get into the geek shit now, so let's talk about some geeky stuff. For those that don't know, within the last few weeks, it's been a lot of stuff basically coming from James Gunn and him wanting to, not that he wants to, but he's pretty much taken over the DC movies. So there is no more like DC extended universe or whatever like we've had in the last few years. Essentially, what's happening now is that they're pretty much canceling out all of those movies for the most part. Well, not necessarily just canceling out, but resetting the DC universe. And it's been pretty interesting to see how they're resetting it, because some things stay, other things didn't. There's like all this other shit that's going on. They're like, oh yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to do this anymore. We're just going to focus on the new shit for the most part.
I at least kind of hope or whatever they keep the Peacemaker section.
Yes, Peacemaker is still there. Yeah. One thing that he did say, there are certain things that do continue are going to be pretty much Elseworld movies or Elseworld stuff. So like in the comics, you know how they have the Elseworlds. So like they'll have specific stories that are all over the place that aren't necessarily within like, you know, the regular DC universe or whatever. So should be interesting to see what they're going to do with that. But he also is like, yo, like I'm going to be making a Superman movie called Superman Legacy, which should be interesting because it's his own take on a whole Superman story, because of course they're going to bring in a whole new Superman, a whole new, like I said, a whole new universe essentially, because this whole, everything that's going to be happening within the DC universe is going to pretty much be continuous with whether it's movies, TV show, or comics, or video games. Everything within those will fall under, it's all canon essentially at this point. So everything that we'll be getting from there is going to be that. Instead of being all over the place like the last few years.
Like I said though, like, you know, with the whole thing of how the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker played out, mm-hmm. and the great job that he did with Guardians 1 and 2. Right, like, you know, I have faith in him.
I'm down for it, dude. One thing that,
you know,
that,
I mean, that, it does kind of hurt that, you know, that a lot of people did kind of lose their, like, you know, their thing, like, oh. But, yeah. You know, hopefully whatever, maybe somewhere down the line or whatever, they come back to it, be it a cameo or something like that.
Yeah, because Ben Affleck said that he was probably one of the better Superman that I've seen in a while. Ben Affleck. They didn't say that he's not going to be Superman or Batman. But he does want to direct something.
Honestly, I know I told you this. I found him as a way better Batman than fucking Christian Bale. Hands
absolutely,
down.
Dude. Absolutely, without a question, dude.
Now, am I saying the Nolan films were bad? No.
No.
But I will say this though. Begins was okay. Dark Knight, yeah. Fucking great. Rises, dumpster fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And The Batman, ugh.
Dude, I really enjoyed The Batman.
Listen, as a regular movie, whatever, I thought it was okay. As a Batman movie, I hated it.
Okay. I disagree.
I know that's not Nolan or whatever, but yeah, but
it's nothing like Nolan, which is why I loved about it.
Because, like I said, it wasn't bad. It was just, I don't know. Like to me, it just didn't really feel like a Batman movie like that. Like, you know, like there were elements of Batman in there and stuff like that, and I was like, all right, fine, right? But I don't know. It was just lacking, dude. Like
what it reminded me of, what I loved about it was that the fact that it reminded me of Detective Comics.
Oh, you're talking about like year one and stuff like that?
Even before that, it's just Detective Comics itself.
Okay.
Like, that's what I loved about it. The fact that it is him actually being a detective and him actually trying to figure out what the fuck is going on within Gotham. That's what I loved about it. The fact that he's going in and he's trying to figure out what's going on and not just going out just fucking killing everybody and doing whatever the fuck he wants to.
I don't know what Batman movie you watching, whatever.
I know. You know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you mean. Like, you know, like, but yeah, but I will say this though. Even though it wasn't like the best when it came to like, you know, any like DCEU movies or whatever, but what I did like about like things like Batman v Superman and like Justice League, right, was that a lot of times Batman came off as Batman. And then there's like one shot of when he does like the grappling hook thing and everything like that. And it just reminded me so much of comic book. I was just like, that right there, you know, just like, you know, that one little shot alone was just like, that did it for me. Like, I'm good with that.
Yeah. One thing that that this dude did mention, James Gunn did mention, is that the Batman movies will continue. They are making Batman 2.
Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah, which is fine. I want to see what they're going to do with it. I'm interested. Also, the fact that they're doing the Joker again, they're doing Joker Part 2. That's happening. But that also, along with Batman, are also Elseworld stories. So that's going to be stuff that doesn't necessarily fall within the new DC universe. It's just his own little thing. Which I'm like, okay, that's fair. Which essentially throws in like, oh, so there are going to be multiple Jokers and multiple Batman. Which I'm like, no.
Listen, but I'm still waiting for the movie The Flash so we can get Keaton Batman again, which I still say
my favorite. Right. Batman. That's one of the things that essentially will be kicking off this whole new DC universe where we're going to get the Flashpoint essentially.
So yeah, so remember how we were talking about it before? That like if they want to do something totally new and everything like that or whatever, that's how you do it. You do it with the Flash movie and do the Flashpoint paradox or whatever.
Yeah, so that's what's happening in this one. Where he goes back and he's trying to fix time because he wants his mom back, and then he's like, "Oh shit, I can't do that because it fucks up everybody else's world." And yeah, so we see how this is all gonna build the DC universe. Shazam is he's kind of in limbo because he is coming out with his new movie, which is coming out in the next few weeks. But they didn't say whether he's part of the extended universe. But one thing they did say is that a Blue Beetle is happening. That's going to be over there. Aquaman is going to be part of the Elseworld stuff as well. Because, of course, that one has been filmed for a while. And that's actually going to happen too. But yeah, they're doing Superman. They're also doing a Green Lantern series, which should be pretty cool. But it's kind of like a cop drama with Hal Jordan and John Stewart. Should be dope. They are essentially space cops, but they're focused on the Earth District. So they're trying to figure out a mystery and shit. And I'm down for that shit, dude.
It'd be hilarious. So if let's say they have John Stewart, like, you know, just saying like, you know, I'm too old for this shit. It's like, how come you can't make fucking Hal Jordan say it now? It's like you had to go. You had to go stereotypical.
Of course. Of course. It's only right. It's only right. It's only right.
Yeah. Man, we got canceled again.
It's okay. I'm perfectly fine with it. I don't care.
Man.
But this should be interesting. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. One, because we haven't had a decent fucking Green Lantern since like the animated stuff.
Yeah, that animated series or whatever was actually a lot better than I expected.
Yeah.
And you know what really got me, man? The Ryan Reynolds one, I was so excited for it. And like,
dude,
I saw
it in theaters, dude.
You know, like my gripe with it was that I thought everything happened too quickly.
It did. It did. They built everything so fast. You're just like, wait, hold on.
You can't get invested in it. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I give a fuck less about anybody without the movie.
That, and I just think, like, and even when they made fun of it in Deadpool, whatever, the CGI suits.
Yeah. No, just that, but like also, like, Sinestro, dude. Like, they built Sinestro so horribly. I was like, where the fuck is this going?
Have you ever heard that the fan theory or whatever of Captain Marvel and Green Lantern are essentially the same movie?
They are. I see it.
Yeah, and when someone actually someone actually broke it down, and I was like, "Fuck, they're right."
Yeah, they are essentially the same character.
It's like saying how we talked about in the past that the Avengers and fucking Dark Knight Rises have the same fucking ending.
Yeah, they did.
Billionaire or whatever flying a bomb out of the city.
Yeah. Martha. Yeah.
Why you say the name?
Yeah, Martha. That's my mom.
We're best friends. World's finest. Kal-El, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And then Batman hurts Superman's arm, and he's just like, oh, why are you going to be so rough? Because I'm Batman.
But yeah, there's so much going on within the DC universe. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it. There are other things, obviously, that I didn't mention, but my brain isn't working right now. But it's okay.
Dude, it's okay. late from work or whatever. Not just that, but
Waller. We mentioned Peacemaker. Peacemaker's happening. That's still coming.
Yeah.
But before Peacemaker Season 2, we're supposed to be getting a whole Waller series.
That could kind of work.
Yeah. So I could see where that could go.
Maybe what would be hilarious is that, like, how everything played out in between the Suicide Squad and Peacemaker.
Yeah.
So you could just see her get knocked out again.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. So I figured out. Okay. They're also doing Creature Commandos, which is an animated series. But what they're going to do with this animated series is that the leads that do the voices for them will also do a live action version of them as well.
Okay.
Which is something that's very, very weird, very different, because they don't do shit like that ever.
But it kind of makes sense. At least, you know, like, if you're, like, let's say, if you're familiar with continuity. A voice for a certain character. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes complete sense. But I'm totally fine with it. But yeah, Waller, like I said, Superman Legacy, which should be in theaters July 11th of 2025.
Okay.
The Lantern series, which I mentioned. And then they're also going to do The Authority, which is going to be a pretty interesting one because it follows the Wildstorms. The characters that have pretty much been in comics for a while, but they're very they're anti-heroes, which I'm not a fan of. They're continuously bringing more anti-heroes. Just give us fucking heroes. Either they're good guys or they're bad guys. Stop giving me this shit.
Not everyone could be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right, exactly. And the fact that, like, everybody is a fucking anti-hero, which is what I... Not gonna say that I hated, but...
Well, I'm just saying, it leaves a bitter taste. I totally get it.
I dislike the fact that Black Adam was an anti-hero. He's not. He's a fucking villain, dude.
Not to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, but the fact that he's like, oh yeah, I can't be a bad guy. I can't lose... No, fuck you. You lose.
That's when you're going to get a knock on your door. Dwayne Johnson, what are you doing here? Let me talk to you, Steve. Come here.
Yeah, no.
Come here.
Don't rock bottom me.
I don't want to come there. No.
Don't rock bottom me, please. No.
He's like, I'm not going to rock bottom you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he just catches you anyway.
It doesn't matter what you want.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you talk bad about me or whatever, you're going to get another rock bottom in a people's elbow. And then I'm going to do the eyebrow and get millions of likes on my Instagram account.
Yeah, then the other one's happening is Paradise Lost, which follows basically before Wonder Woman became Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Which should be
interesting. She was just Princess Diana.
Yeah, essentially, I think even before that, because it follows the wars in Themyscira and stuff, or the rise of Themyscira and stuff.
Okay.
So that should be interesting. And then one more thing, which was going to be the Brave and the Bold, which is Batman and Damian. Live action.
Wow. Yeah. So we can actually get a young Robin. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're not gonna get Chris O'Donnell as the fucking
right. Exactly. Crazy. Exactly.
I lost my parents. It's like, my dude, you're like 37 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I think you could be okay without your parents.
Yeah, pretty much. But it'll be interesting to see the fact that, you know, that they're actually gonna be doing Damian Wayne, because granted, a lot of people don't know who Damian Wayne is. Everybody's like, oh yeah.
Like, if you don't watch like the animated movies or read the comics, I get it.
But the thing is that, like, they could do so much with it now. Because they could essentially not do Clark Kent as Superman. They could do Jonathan Kent as Superman. Which would be pretty fucking cool. because if you read the newer comics, you have Jonathan Kent and Damian Wayne. Damian Wayne. I don't know why
my brain. You just had a brain fart for a second?
Yeah. They're together in a comic called Super Best Friends or something like that.
What a great title.
Yeah. But there's so much that they can work with over this. I'm like, okay, I'm excited for it. But the one thing that I am super fucking excited for is Swamp Thing. They're actually going to do Swamp Thing. I'm totally down for it, dude. I want to see a good version of Swamp Thing, finally. The show was pretty good. The one that came out of the CW that only lasted like 3 episodes was pretty good. But I want to see what they got to do with a Swamp Thing series. Or movie, I think it's going to be a movie.
I'm just picturing something like it's going to be like Avatar, but with DC characters.
Yeah.
Because, you know, technically the same thing. It's about like, you know, what have we done to this world or whatever?
Yeah, which and is fine.
But then the difference if you have a plant creature or whatever, that's just like, you know, I'm going to fuck shit up.
Yeah. And then there's going to be another one with Supergirl, the Woman of Tomorrow.
Okay.
It should be interesting. Okay. And one thing that actually is something that they've been in the talks for a while is Booster Gold is happening.
Ooh, yeah. That's different.
Yeah. So.
What was it? I love what they did with him in the Justice League cartoon.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see what they got to do with this because, of course, it's gonna be a series. It's gonna be on HBO. I want to see what they're gonna do with it.
Same here.
It kind of sucks that Nathan Fillion is too old to play him now, but I want to see where they're gonna go with it.
Imagine they like fast forward or whatever, and whatever actor they get, and then later on in the future they have, you know,
they just age him to be that.
Yeah, it's like, oh wow, they get a dude that looks nothing like him, but for whatever reason he ends up looking like Nathan Fillion.
Yeah. So it should be interesting. It should be cool. I'm excited to see what they gotta do with the DC universe, especially now that James Gunn is in charge. Not to say that the previous version wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. I'm sorry. I was trying to give
it you were trying to be positive about it. And you were just like,
yeah, no. I can only talk about so much shit. Yeah. The next thing that's kind of made me sad, and I'm like, why is this happening? Toy Story. We enjoy Toy Story. Toy Story has been around for fucking ages. And we got news this week that there is going to be a Toy Story 5 happening.
I already know the title for it. Toy Story 5. Because we still want to get that money.
Yeah, pretty much. Because we're money hungry assholes. Yeah, but yeah, that's happening.
Yeah, but then the whole thing is this. I'm just thinking to myself, like, where can you go from there? Because Andy already gave the toys to, I'm trying to remember the girl's name. I think it's Bonnie.
Yeah.
Right. You know, he gave his toys to Bonnie. Right. Woody and fucking Bo Peep, whatever the hell, you know, are, you know, doing their thing now.
Mm-hmm. But it's just what is interesting is because this is going to be the first time that they actually put this so fast as compared to the last one. Like within, I guess, the time span. Because before, it was a few years before each one came out.
True.
So now it's going to be, what? Part 4 came out, what, like 2-3 years ago?
I want to say pre-pandemic, of course. And even with that, like I said, it was just, oh my God, with the villain or whatever. I forgot.
I don't remember a lot of part 4. I don't.
It was...
Wasn't it the bear?
No, it was with the cute. No, that was 3. That was Lutzo. Okay. Four was with the doll that could talk or whatever, but she lost her voice because it broke. So she wanted to get Woody's voice box, and then her minions were the fucking look like the fucking dummies from fucking Goosebumps.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. But the fact that they're coming out with a part 4, part 5 so quick since the last one, I'm like. Why must you rush it? But whatever. That's their universe. That's what they want to do, right?
I would just say, to, you know, rather that than another Cars movie.
Yeah. So you mean you don't want to see another Lightning McQueen anywhere?
After one, I was just like, eh, sorry, whatever.
And I can give a fuck about that.
I never even seen Planes from the World of Cars.
Yeah, no, neither did I.
And the only reason why I wanted to see it was Fluffy did a voice, you know, voiceover, and I was just like, yeah, I'll probably check it out. And then I never did because he's still like, you know, I still kept thinking about it. It's in the World of Cars.
I don't care. You know what would have been interesting, which I would have been dying laughing if they did, was if they would have continued with, you know, Planes and Cars. They would actually did another one with trains. So trains.
And then the super crossover Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
That would have been great. I was like, why did this happen? Why did they do all this other shit?
Oh,
like
man.
Yeah,
I'm and then sorry, you know, just... and then like the whole they can somehow cross every fucking, you know, world together. So then, you know, because they kept joking around saying that the one ultimate blockbuster movie that everybody wants to see is the Fast and the Furious with Jurassic Park. What did they do it with Cars and the Good Dinosaur?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, it's only right.
Oh yeah, man, it was like, hey, Universal, we beat you to the punch.
Yep, pretty much.
Is it Universal?
Yep.
Okay. I want to make sure. I was like,
we'll see a little bit later. You'll see.
Okay. Don't tell me that fucking, you know, that dream came to real life or whatever. There's so many people just like, fuck it, finally.
Oh, no.
Fast and Furious dinosaurs.
Oh, no, but there's a lot of Fast and Furious.
Oh man, they're coming so fast. I'm furious.
Yeah.
Dude, my favorite joke to this day is the meme that I saw, like, for Fast 10. If the title's not Fast 10, your seatbelts, you know,
I'm all that would have been great, dude. That would have been great. But that's obvious. That's not it. It's Fast X, and we'll that's trying to come out this week. We'll see that in a little bit. We'll see that in a little bit because it's fucking wild. The next thing that came out this
come
week.
On, dinosaurs.
Yeah, basically. The next thing that came out this week, something that like I was not expecting, but going along with the horror, you know, with the horror theme that we've had from earlier. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Fantastic fucking movie. I fucking loved it. It was one of those movies that made me fall in love with fucking Jennifer Love Huge Tits.
You said her name right.
I know, right?
Canceled again.
yeah. Her and Freddie Prinze Jr. Fucking fantastic.
Support Freddie Prinze. He's a wrestling fan, so, you know, just saying.
Yeah, exactly. But they are both lined up for a sequel for I Know What You Did Last Summer. Why is it coming out now? I don't know. But I'm kind of down for it. I guess it's mostly because of the fact that like Scream is making so much money, and it's been pretty much continued with Neve Campbell since the beginning. They're like, yo, this is another story that we can essentially build into.
Dude, we talked about it. Like, I think we talked about it a while ago. Whatever, you mentioned it about the new fucking Final Destination. Like, you know, all these things are all just kind of like making a, you know, like a triumphant return.
Yeah, which is. I'm fine with it. I want to see what they're going to do with it, especially since like both of these two are coming back to reprise their roles, the original roles, which makes it a rightful sequel, not just a spinoff of the story, but bring in these characters again into a new future story, which is going to be pretty cool. I kind of want to see what they're going to do with it. Should be
good. I'm just saying that's good. Like, at least that, you know, that you're respecting the, you know, the actors that portrayed these roles, you know, in the movies.
Right.
Versus, you know, how you, like, it just seems like when in doubt, reboot it out. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You're not just a reboot. You're not just going to do that. You're just going to build something off of what we've had originally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm down for it. And like every episode, we had a bunch of trailers this week. And
I'll go get the Doritos. Cool.
these trailers look pretty fucking cool. I am excited to see what they're gonna do. And these are all movies that are coming out. The first one that we could go to is something that I know you enjoy a lot. You enjoy the Resident Evil series. But this,
I mean, not the movies, you know.
Right, yeah, no. But this is an animated Resident Evil movie called Death Island.
Okay. Put it on mute.
And this looks pretty fucking cool. I like what they're doing with this so far. They only have a teaser for it right now, but it still looks pretty damn good. So let's watch it.
Resident Evil, Death Island.
Yeah, so that's coming very soon. And it looks pretty interesting. There's not really much that you can say, like, oh yeah, this looks amazing. The story's going to be awesome. Can't really see anything from the trailer other than the fact that it looks beautiful. It looks like cutscenes from the video game.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looked like something out of... Well, it kind of reminded me a little bit of I'm trying to remember the Resident Evil Revelations, I think it's called.
Right.
Where they're on the cruise ship or whatever, and they're dealing with all that. That's what kind of reminded me for a second. But then I'm just thinking, like, you know, oh my God, it's Shawshank Redemption Resident Evil.
Yeah, but it looks pretty interesting. I kind of want to see what they're gonna do with it. Especially, I want to see what type of story they're going to go into. Like, where else can they go with this Resident Evil stuff? Especially, like, for anything. Because they've done so much of it. So much of it. There's so much Resident Evil out there. Some good, some not so good.
I love right now that my niece is trying to get my attention and she's trying to escape, but she doesn't know how to. So she's just like, you know... Like giving me like a puppy dog kind of thing of just like, you know, pay attention to me. Let me, you know.
Yeah.
You can start. Well, you know what? We're almost pretty much done. So let's watch the trailers. Done. Then after that, I'll go take care of her and, you know, spend time with her.
We're almost there.
Okay.
So the next trailer is something that I've been a huge fan of. I've been a fan of Luther, which is one of the shows that actually introduced me to Idris Elba. Which is what I was talking about earlier, bringing it back now. Idris Elba was an awesome fucking actor. I fucking love him. He's fucking great as Luther, the titular character for this. And we got a trailer for the new Luther movie, because obviously Luther's been a show that's been around for quite some time. And then... they're like, oh, what are we gonna do with it? And then it landed the rights over on the Netflix, and we're finally getting a trailer for the movie that's coming out in a few weeks. I am very excited for this, dude. This looks awesome. I am a very big fan of Luther because, of course, he is a badass dude. He's great. So let's watch the trailer for The Fallen Son.
Detective Superintendent Schenck. We need to know where he is.
Look, I know he's in prison.
Except he's not in prison.
Of course he's not.
You promised me he could help. You know what they did to my son.
I need to stop this man. I'm still a copper.
Not anymore. And if you refuse to stand down, tactical unit will shoot you dead.
Something's coming.
John, I looked you right in the eye. Because I was curious. I wanted to know if you'd see it in me. Because that is who you are, isn't it? man who knows all about people like me.
Why does he make an announcement?
He wants the world to think a bad dream has come true.
It's funny that I get him before you get me.
Make it 50.
I know this man. I can live with worse to be done.
You see me now?
I am enjoying myself.
Let the nightmare come. Because I'm ready.
This looks fucking fantastic, dude. I am super excited for this shit, dude.
Well, is it the scene with the person with the hoodie and the mask on?
Yeah.
That, like, you know, it looked like one of those, like, stop-motion animation horror things there for a second.
Yeah.
And it was just like, no, it's the dude in the mask. But,
yeah,
you know, let's just add the creepy factor to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the fact that it's Andy Serkis playing a fucking bad guy. Fuck,
dude,
yeah.
This Andy Serkis or whatever is very, like, you know, like, he's a national treasure, man. I don't care what anybody says.
He fucking is, dude. He's fucking great. So, like,
if you ever want to have fun, just, I think, what was it? Is it Jimmy Fallon or Kimmel? One of them. Where, just look up Andy Serkis reading Donald Trump tweets as as Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's hilarious. You're gonna
have fun with that. It's like a minute and a half, 2 minute clip or whatever, but it's fucking gold.
I'm down for it, dude. I'm down to check that shit out. I'll watch that shit later. That shit looks funny as hell. And the final trailer, which is something that I slightly tease, of the Fast 10. So the 10th movie in the Fast and the Furious collection, or the saga. We finally got a trailer for it. And this trailer is fucking wild, dude. It is all over the place. And it's pretty fucking entertaining. So let's watch the trailer for that, because it's worth it. It's worth the watch. So let's go. Let's watch it.
I know that this road has been very hard. And yet here you are, building this magnificent family.
What's going on in that head of yours?
Something little piece of it. He said, Dad, you're not afraid of anything. But I am. I'm afraid of losing someone I love.
Dominic Toretto, you're about to learn all about fear. Boom! You built such a beautiful life, filled with love and family.
I never got that chance.
You stole that from me. My future. My family. And now, I'm gonna break yours. Piece by piece.
Let's run. He's coming for you with everything.
What's the plan, Dom?
I'm not sure anymore.
One of us might not come back from this. But we have to fight.
Never accept death when suffering is owed.
All the dangerous. Ain't too many kids playing with us. Label us notorious.
It's a setup.
He's trying to tear us apart.
Our situation is fight one. What's gonna do? Fight or one?
Winning used to be about winning. We raced for respect. Today, I raced to stop the bloodbath.
That's the problem with having such a big family.
How do you choose the ones you save?
Let's race!
All the
You still know how to drive?
What do you think?
It's showtime.
Here we go.
Game recognizes game.
Here they come.
You will never be able to break my family.
Sunshine. You gotta be kidding me.
That looks pretty fucking cool.
You know what I noticed? What? No Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, no. They got Jason Statham to come back.
Yeah, which is hilarious to me because, you know, it's since this is a Vin Diesel, centric, what a Vin Diesel centric movie, mm-hmm. right? Everyone knows that him and Dwayne Johnson, whatever, you know, yeah, fucking
they got
clash.
Beef. They got beef. Yeah.
My man was Tom Petty.
Yeah, pretty much. But this movie looks awesome. This looks absolutely fucking bonkers, dude.
It was like, my man got fucking Peacemaker. And he said,
Yeah. He got Peacemaker. He also got fucking Reacher is in this one.
Yeah.
To play Reacher, Al Richmond. He's in this one. Pretty much the entire cast of all the Fast and the Furious movies. Aquaman is in this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got Aquaman playing villain or whatever. I think you don't be really fucking petty. If let's say, for example, if he would have got he would have, you have Jason Momoa and then also Roman Reigns. But, hey, what happened to this dude? I don't know. Okay. Family.
Yeah, yeah. It's for family now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. This just looks absolutely bonkers crazy, dude. Fucking wild.
And it's funny, I have not seen a whole thing of any of those movies.
That's completely fair. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, like the whole thing I always said, I'm not into car porn, so you know.
Yeah. I'm not either, but it's just an interesting, it's an entertaining story. Like watching these movies is like literally watching wrestling.
Well, you had one of the most famous workers in a couple of the old series or whatever.
Yeah.
But then, after they did the spinoff and everything like that, right, they were just like, fucking nonsense. We don't need him.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, man. My man's a big draw.
Yeah. But of course,
I got it. Cause
now you bring, now you bring it. Well, the last one you brought in somebody that you can't even see any. So.
It's kind of funny. It's like, I saw at one point the car was driving itself.
Yeah. How did it switch gears so fast?
I didn't know they brought Kid 2000 into the fucking movie.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a dated reference. Shut the fuck up. It's still fucking Kid 2000, motherfucker.
How does this
dude get... Oh my god. You know what would be fucking golden? And somehow, if this dude fucking David Hasselhoff makes a fucking.
What?
Oh yeah. My god. You for like Fast 11.
This is it.
It's like when you have Hasselhoff or whatever, fasten your girdles.
Like, I'm done. That's it. I'm done.
Fast 11. Fasten them burgers.
Yeah. Fasten them tights. Yeah.
I said fasten the girdles.
Yeah, but this movie absolutely looks fucking insane, dude. The last one was insane. This one looks just as insane.
What I was thinking, like, you have the like another crossover, whatever. That and Expendables. What?
Yeah, pretty much. Not mad at it.
Somehow, whatever. It's just like they get Chuck Norris. I say you're done. That's it. You know, like the ultimate fucking blockbuster.
Uh huh.
All the action heroes from past until now. And then you have Kid 2000.
What? Man.
Oh, man.
You can't forget Steven.
Dude, since this is a card porn thing or whatever, then somehow the A-Team makes an appearance in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then somehow the Ghostbusters with the Ecto-1. And then just because they've had live action or whatever, you get the Ninja Turtles, the Turtle Van with the party wagon.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh party. Man, I'm just thinking like everything with cars or whatever. And then somehow, for whatever reason,
they Lightning get the McQueen.
And then that's when you lose my interest. Yep. Oh man. Yep. It was like I was kind of into it or whatever. And then you mentioned cars. Yeah. It was like, but this movie is about cars. Yeah. Oh, maybe that's why I don't like it.
But in the actuality, it's all about family.
And racing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man. Radiator Springs.
Yeah, pretty much. This movie just looks wild. This just looks absolutely bonkers crazy. I'll say it again. It's fucking nuts.
Dude, right there, whatever. Everything they showed or whatever is like tease popcorn flick shit.
It is. All of these movies are.
Yeah.
There's nothing like, oh my god, I need to know every single story. No, you don't. You just go in and you just sit there and you just enjoy it. Because it's worth the sit down to enjoy. They're fun.
This movie is gonna be 3 hours long. No intermission.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't be surprised if it is like three hours long.
That's when people get the large soda or whatever, and just like when they finish drinking it, whatever, it's like it has a pee hole insertion just in case.
Pretty much. Remove straw, insert penis.
Good night, everybody. Yeah, this has been In the City Geeks. Oh, man. I was like, you okay? Yeah, I'm good. Oh, I'm thirsty, though, but I have nothing to drink. Yeah. Well, technically, I do, but I'm not in the desert. I'm not really thirsty.
No. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to dump this out. I'm going to refill it with other things.
Make sure you rinse it out first or whatever. It's like, don't tell me what to do. I'll do what I want.
It came out of me. It should be okay, right?
Hey, just come on this. You put Powerade in there, whatever. Just like, it tastes extra salty.
Dude, look at those
I have electrolytes and urea.
I got all the vitamins and minerals I need.
Oh man, I made it myself. It's like Orange Cassidy, freshly squeezed.
No pulp.
Depending on how long you took me for it last time,
it would be horrible if you had pulp in it. That'd be gross.
It's like, what do you call that drink? Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. No, man.
Tearing right now.
Yeah, so
the 3 hour
wraps it up for this week. That about wraps it up for the week. So much good shit. Check out all the shit that we talk about. Check out all the links, all the stuff on the website. In the description of this episode, check out all the links to all the shit. Whether it's Amazon, Fight TV, Sideshow Collectibles. Sexual Collectibles, Sosa Clothing, Beard Octane, CBDMD, so much other shit over there. Check all that shit out. It's all in the links. It's all there. We got all the coupon codes over there, too. So check all that shit out.
Amazon.
Yeah. Then you could also check out the show. You can listen to us. Other than you listening to us, you can tell other people. You can listen to us on the SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. Yeah. Find us in all of those places, and then you can listen to the you can find the show on the Faces Space. So facespace.com/InterCityGeeks on Instagram, InterCityGeeks on Twitter @InterCityGeeks, and where can we find you, Senor?
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram at Deny, D-I-N period, Y period, E-D. Where can we find you, sir?
You guys can
other
find
than
me...
watching Fast 10.
Yeah. You guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, M-I-S-T-E-R-J-A-C-K-A-L. Yes. And that about wraps it the fuck up. I appreciate you guys for listening. Love you guys for actually sharing the show and actually paying attention to what the fuck we talk about every single time we're around here.
Tangents galore.
Yeah, word.
That's
word.
A new Bond villainess.
pretty much. Like I said, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Wash your cups.